Welcome to the Gospelite Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you, from a fresh and unique perspective, how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Your name is in the death note. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, my beloved, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and like me. This weekend, Netflix released its highly anticipated film adaptation of the famous Japanese manga series Death Note. The series follows a young man who is given a notebook by a death spirit. He learns that simply writing a person's name in the notebook will cause him to die. And he goes on a mission to cleanse the world of evil by writing down the names of the bad people, the evil people he knows, thus sentencing them to death. The idea at first sounds far-fetched, but what if I told you that you and I have already been sentenced to die? Our name is in the death note. We have been sentenced to die just as easily as it would be to write our name in a notebook. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. And just as with the death note, it is our sins, the evil things that we do, the bad things that we do that condemn us to this death. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The payment for sin is death. The fruit of sin is death. The result of sin is death. Every day, all day, 24/7. Whatever you believe about death, whatever you think about death and life, you must accept the fact, my beloved, that you are going to die. Your name is in the death note, and so is mine. It is the default, if you will, the one common denominator of humanity. We all will die one day. However, God offers you a chance at life, yea, life more abundantly, abundant life here on earth, and eternal life after you die. He offers to have your name written in the book of life, if you will, the life note. Revelation, the last book of the Bible, tells us that the dead, small and great, will stand before God, and the books, the records of our deeds, good and bad, will be opened, and another book will be opened, which is the book of life. And the dead will be judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And whosoever is not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is eternal death and eternal separation from God for all those whose names are not written in the book of life. But those whose names are written in the book of life will enter the new heaven and the new earth, where there will be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor pain. The choice is up to you, my beloved. You can allow your destiny to remain the same and spend eternity in the lake of fire. Or you can have your name transferred from the death note to the life note, if you will, or the book of life. If you want to live in the new heaven and the new earth with God and with Jesus Christ for eternity, allow me to show you how you can do that today. Allow me to show you how you can make arrangements and make reservations today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, it is very simple to do, for the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible also says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please pray with me right now this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.